sure you were kind of braced for some changes in the roster, but how hard is it to see Adley and Ward and Wells no longer with the team?
Yeah, it's hard. It's tough. You know, it's the trade deadline, guys getting traded, it's always tough. Same thing when you're having conversations with guys that are released or DFA'd or optioned, like, it's tough. But especially, you know, yesterday, you know, like, when coming into the year, high hopes and expectations, and, you know, now you get to the trade deadline and you lose three great players and also great people that are in that clubhouse. And, you know, Ward made an immediate impact as soon as he signed with us. I mean, as soon as he got traded over. Tyler Wells has made an impact here for years, and, you know, I think we all know what Adley has meant to this organization, you know, and coming up and making an immediate impact and, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say turning around the team, but being a cog in, you know, what this team is now and the impact that he's made on everyone in that clubhouse, including myself and the coaching staff. So, yeah, it was a tough day.
We heard that Mike talked to the team. Do you think that you're going to talk to the team? Do you feel a need to talk to the team in light of what happened?
Yeah, I talked to the team today already. Yeah.
And what was your general message?
Yeah, general message was, it was like acknowledged that it was a tough day yesterday. All of our players have the feelings and emotions that they have are real, and we want them to lean into that. But also, like, you lose close friends and guys you come up with and guys that you build relationships with, and but also acknowledge that this is the part of the game. Like, trades happen all the time. It's a part of it. You know, and also acknowledging that, you know, we added some guys, and Carlos and Christian, who are in the clubhouse, and we want them to make them feel welcome and help us win some games and for the future as well. But, and also I let them know that we all have decisions to make each day. You know, players and coaches, but on the player side, are they doing everything they can to show up and win tonight's game? Are they doing everything they can to get themselves better? Are they doing everything they can to be the great teammate and pull for each other? You know, and those are all decisions that us as coaches have to make, and players as well. And the biggest thing for me is we're only 2.5 games out of the playoff spot. And within that clubhouse, there's a lot of confidence in there that we can still make a push here. And the biggest thing for me was there's 50 games left. You know, 3/4 of this season's done. There's a 50-game sprint to the finish line. You know, what can we do these next 50 games to give ourselves a chance? You know, to sneak into the playoffs or not? You know, so it's 50 games. What can we do to maximize our ability and our chances to win?
Craig, like you said, you're only 2.5 games out of the last wild card spot with 50 games left. Is it disappointing to feel like, you know, that you guys didn't, I guess, show enough to the front office to make them want to buy at the deadline instead of doing what they did?
No, I think it's just disappointing that we're in the position that we're in. You know, we all had high expectations coming in, you know, and that's why you play the games. And ultimately, you know, where we're at, I mean, on the manager of the team, it falls, you know, squarely on me that our guys that we had put Mike in the front office in this position, you know, to feel like that, you know, they had to make some changes, you know, and also, like, for us, it's, we still have an opportunity at hand. And, you know, Mike and his group, they have an impossible job, in my opinion, to keep one eye on the season at hand, but also another eye on the future of the organization as well. You know, so they have a job to do, but also I have a job to do, our coaches and our players as well. And whoever's in that clubhouse, just like we had to navigate all year with all the injuries, you know, no one feels sorry for us. No one's going to take it easy on us. So for us, it's whoever's in that clubhouse, we have to go out there and win.
There was a thought going into the deadline that you guys could kind of both buy and sell, and some of the teams around you in the wild card race did do some buying. Do you agree with the way Mike handled the deadline and basically just selling and really not adding to the roster?
Yeah, did we not add to the roster?
Yeah, did Carlos and Christian.
Yeah, and they also got, you know, Seattle's reliever too as well. That's why, I mean, I think the pieces we got, they're really good players. You know, I think Carlos Navarez has shown that he's a real big league catcher. You know, last year he had an outstanding year. He's a real defender. calls a great game, everything from the Red Sox, it's a big loss for them. But, you know, Carlos hasn't had the year he has offensively, but, you know, I think there's more in the tank offensively. And Christian, you know, it's very similar in my mind to Mike Yastrzemski when he was here in Baltimore, where he was just stuck in the minor leagues and didn't get an opportunity. Then he went to San Francisco and never looked back. You know, so for Christian, I'm not saying it's going to be that type of impact, but you never know. You know, so now Christian gets an opportunity, and, you know, and everything out of Seattle about Alex, like, that's a real arm, you know, high octane arm with a real slider. So it's going to help our pen as well. You know, so we added some really good pieces as well. You know, but I think for us, I mean, I trust Mike, trust the front office group and what they have to do and navigate. And you look at our clubhouse right now, like, there's some really good players in there still. You know, I love our starting rotation. You know, I love our bullpen guys, and I love our position player group.
Craig, did you communicate at all a desire to keep Trevor Rogers for this stretch run to the front office? And with being able to hold on to him the rest of the year, how much of a boost is that for the rotation to kind of stay intact?
Yeah, it's huge for us. I think, you know, there's some things in this game that won't change. You know, I feel like this game is, they're trying to change it, you know, a lot of different ways, but you have good starting pitching, you have a chance, you know. And for us, I love our starting pitching group, you know, keeping Trevor Rogers being here. I wouldn't say keeping him, but he's here and love having him here. He's outstanding, and the rest of our starting pitching group, you know. So for us, it's, we're really excited to what we already have, and we feel like we have a legitimate shot because of our starting pitching.
As you're speaking to the players and watching Mike speak and reading the room, what was the impression you got of how the players received the messages from today and handled the last 24 hours?
Yeah, that'd be a great question to ask some of the guys. But, you know, Mike's, like, being in the room, there's a lot of head nodding. There's a lot of appreciation for Mike speaking. Like, I think that means a lot. You know, when the president GM of the organization is the next day up front in front of the players, you know, speaking, he did a great job of conveying his message. Was a long-winded, but the biggest thing for me is, you know, Mike wants any player that has any questions to come to him, and they can talk, you know, privately, because all players have questions. You know, they don't kind of understand sometimes the nature of the game, and rightfully so. You know, so when they have questions, you know, Mike's open to them. And, you know, for me, it's, the group is ready to go out there and play. You know, they understand that we're at in the standings. They understand the guys that's in the room with them and the talent that we have, and also the way we can play baseball, especially what we've been showing lately, you know, playing the complete game of baseball. So, you know, there's a lot of optimism in there. But also it's tough, too, because they lost a lot of, you know, a few of their close friends and guys they came up with, which is real. But at the end of the day, when they left the room, everyone's out in the field right now getting their work in, getting ready to play tonight.
A number of years ago, Rutschman was a big part of roping this fan base back to the team. At the way the team stands right now, how can they do essentially the same thing?
With
roping the fans back in with a little bit of all the trade going on?
Yeah, winning games. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, we got to win games, you know, and, you know, from the fan base side, get it for sure, absolutely. But, you know, we still have a lot of good players in there. And, you know, for us, ultimately, is we just have to go out and win games. You know, that's what the fans want. That's what we want. You know, we want to bring a winning environment and a winning atmosphere to Baltimore and keep it here for a long time. And that's why I said for us, it's a 50-game sprint, you know, and see what happens at the end of the 50 games. Hopefully we're in the spot that we can get in the playoffs.
Mike had said he would be open-minded, fielding phone calls about Adley. Did it come as a surprise to you, monitoring it from where you were, that he was eventually traded?
Surprise, no. I think it's one of those things where when you have a player like Adley Rutschman, like, every team wants him, and rightfully so. And, you know, when teams call on a player and they start having those conversations, like, wasn't a part of those conversations. You know, it's not my job, nor do I want it to be. So, you know, when teams call, it's definitely not a shock, you know, because what team wouldn't want Adley Rutschman? And that's the way I view it. Like, it was, he's a special player, special individual. impact player both on and off the field, especially in the clubhouse. You know, so to me, it's like, what team would have want that? And in this game, unless you get to that free agency standpoint and you get a contract and you're fortunate enough to put a no trade clause in there, then you're good. But outside of that, I know every player in that clubhouse, it's like everyone can be traded at any point, which is the crazy game, the crazy business that we're in. But it's part of the world that we're in right now. But, you know, for Adley, it's just, I just keep going back to, like, what team wouldn't want Adley?
So that Cade is back up here. What are you expecting or hoping to see out of him?
Yeah, we're pumped to have Cade back, making the start tonight. I mean, he's fully healthy, which is awesome. And what he's shown, you know, prior to that was really outstanding. Pounding the strike zone. I think we all know he has electric stuff, but what he's shown, the ability to pound the strike zone, was really impressive. You know, going back to the Pittsburgh game, Russ happened to, they told me to leave the game, you know, nicely and respectfully. So I had to watch him pitch from my office. And he was outstanding when he came in and ate up those five innings. And then the two starts he had after that was really encouraging. So for Cade, we're pumped to have him back. You know, pumped that he's healthy, and we're excited to see where he's at.
Craig, when you took this job, one of the things you talked about that stood out about the organization was the position it was in to win and the core and everything like that. From what you've seen so far this year, has your confidence in that standing as a team that can contend in the near future and the long term wavered at all? And what is just your confidence in this group moving forward?
Yeah, no, it hasn't wavered. There's still a ton of talent in that room. You know, it's also tough to say, but, you know, losing Ward is tough. You know, the way he held down, his at-bat quality. But also we have guys that can step up. Not saying they can beat Taylor Ward, but now it's opportunities for some other guys that have a lot of talent that can show that they can play. Tyler Wells was outstanding for us in the pen, a variety of different roles, but also a rest of our bullpen has shown that they can step up and pitch in a variety of different roles. And, you know, obviously losing Dean Kramer, you know, as a starter, you know, but we also showed our starting pitching depth this year with the injuries. And also Adley, you know, without having Adley here, but also we haven't had Adley for a little bit as well, and we had to play without Adley, and we've shown that we can play without him. So for us, it's the guys in that room, and we showed our depth, you know, with all the injuries and still keeping us in this position that we're in. So the talent in this organization is really impressive up and down, and especially the talent in that clubhouse.
Do you have any update on Sammy on his return to play, Messiah?
Yeah, Sammy he's continuing his progression. I believe he's starting to throw here soon, starting his throwing progression as well as his hitting. You know, so just like anything, Sammy will dictate kind of where he's at, and along with our medical staff. So hopefully, you know, we can get him in some rehab games, hopefully next like 2 weeks maybe.
We talked about the pitching talent in the big leagues, but also a ton more added to the farm system. How does that kind of shift the future of the organization?
Yeah, that's... when you make trades like this, and I'm speaking for Mike, but I don't want to, but you have the ability to add some top pedigree talent, especially on the pitching side. It's a huge boost to the organization. And, you know, when you have the opportunity, that's why these trades are so delicate and intriguing, because there's a lot of unknown with especially with the minor league guys you get. You can only go off of what you see on TV or video or looking at the numbers, but there's a lot to like with the guys that we brought in. And now it's us as an organization to develop these guys in the big leagues. And to me, that's the fun part, is to get these guys into our organization, get our coaches with them, get a support staff with them, and really support them and partner with them to get the best version of them. And so hopefully here in the near future, they can make a real impact for us.
Is Bassett going to need another rehab start, or do you think his next start could be with the team?
Yeah, this might shock you. I haven't had time to really actually sit down and talk with Bass. I did get a chance to see him and hug him. Says he feels great. His last outing was awesome. So, you know, with Bass, you know, I'm assuming he's gonna have a lot to say. Anyone has talked to Bass, but yeah, we'll dive in probably here in the next couple of days and kind of map out what that looks like.
Thank you.